God, in the readings, we hear about the great variety that you desire in creation, that you created, the manifold riches of God made known to us in so many ways. May we see that in the gifts that the Magi have brought, those three from a culture foreign to the Jews, and this message of hope and peace and salvation to all the Gentiles, to all nations. Help us in this day understand what that means and how we as your church, as heirs of this mystery, can be with you in your mission. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I read an Iranian military head is murdered on an airstrip in Iraq by a secret U.S. drone. And it's reported that it was called completely legal by the U.S. head of state as fear of reprisal mounts. Guide by your light the nations of the earth, that the whole world may know your glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Australia burning like nothing the world has seen, at least the world on this scale through social media. Neighbors and family members receive diagnoses which end in they will not be coming home. We witness parents failing, some who need the parenting of their children, which they now offer, oftentimes awkwardly. The last members of the greatest generation decline and die. And many of us realize that we're next. Children are not listening to parents, some openly defiant of parental authority. Hate crimes are committed against minorities, while at the heart of any democracy, we understand, is tolerance and inclusion. We sang, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, who mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. It's in a minor key, it's full of longing, and waiting, and hoping. Then finally on Christmas Eve, the Christ child is placed in the manger, and we all sing Silent Night, Holy Night. All is calm. All is bright. And in the services, as people sang that, I just felt this sort of corporate tension drop, and people entered into a more relaxed state as they held their candles and sang this song. Angels give the message of Christ's birth to the marginalized shepherds, the shepherds that trespassed personal boundaries as they followed their sheep to good pasture. If something went missing, it was usually said, check with the shepherds. They were maligned and marginalized, and God chose to reveal this message to them and revealed to them the glory of heaven, and the glory of the Christ child. They went to the place where Mary, Joseph, and Jesus are finding shelter, the focus this morning. They were sleeping rough, and the Magi, who were used to soft beds in lavish surroundings, brought their costly goods as gifts to the Christ child. Gentiles sharing the epiphany that the Messiah has come. Guide by your light the nations of the earth, that the whole world may know your glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we sing the refrain, O star of wonder, star of light, star of royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to that perfect light. And as Murungi reminded us, that perfect light is Jesus. And then the verse that followed. Myrrh is, how does it go?
Myrrh is
what?
Myrrh is mine, it's bitter perfume.
Myrrh is mine, it's bitter perfume. Breathes a life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone-cold tomb. So we see life and death come together. It's captured so beautifully in T.S. Eliot's poem, The Journey of the Magi, and I commend it to you. It's disquieting, but it's incredibly hopeful and grounded in a beauty and richness that I found very encouraging. And it seems to me that Christmas and Epiphany together, it's this festal cycle when many of us are just getting ready to chip that tree and call it a wrap. And yet we're called to keep the feast, to be disciplined in it. What does that mean for you and your household? Christmas and Epiphany, for me, together have the capacity to hold us, I believe, to support us in our concerns, our griefs, our fears, and sorrows. I believe it's wide enough, it's deep enough, it's long enough, it's high enough to contain our human experience. We see perhaps that this is a story of God's love for all creation in Christ Jesus. It's that big, it's that wide and high and deep and long. And we'll spend a lifetime exploring this mystery. For he is named Emmanuel, God with us. We hear of the threat from the head of state of the day, Roman King Herod, to murder all those boys 2 and under as an attempt to silence a threat to his power. And the threat was real. And by duplicity, by conniving, by lies, he tried to dupe the Magi. But God redirected, God guided, God protected. And yet the Holy Family must run for their lives under this edict of King Herod. Not even they are immune to the hardships of life. The prayer book says the changes and chances of this life. Some of us feel knocked around by those even as we sit here today. They live as refugees in Egypt for 2 years and return in fear, taking a different route like the Magi, because, like the Magi, God was watching over them and warned them in a dream and revelation to avoid the Roman ruler. Guide by your light the nations of the earth, that the whole world may know your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. These stories of faith and suffering and triumph are the ballast in my ship. And they stabilize me when my ship is in a storm. This is our faith. These are the stories of our faith. They are the substance of my hope. And I believe corporately that's what we're called to do, is to be bearers of hope in this world. It's our mission as Christ's body, the church. And I believe that hope is the watchword of this season of Epiphany. Where do you need hope? Where are you a little bit thin? Or where might you share hope with a neighbor, a family member, or the next person you meet at Tim Hortons or Starbucks? Hope. Is it part of your vocabulary? Do you traffic in hope? If not, Epiphany is a great time to gain a deeper acquaintance with our story, our Christian story, our Judeo-Christian story. And some of us need hope within our families. And the reading from Isaiah, as I just close, speaks of reconciliation among family members. Lift up your eyes and look around. All around they'll gather, they'll come to you. Your sons shall come from far away. Your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. What a hope that families would be restored and reconciled in peace and love and harmony. What greater joy. Your heart shall thrill, the prophet said, and rejoice. May hope be the watchword for your household and mine in this season of Epiphany.